last night, in the service last night, I preached on Korah, who raised up, and he had about all Israel ready to stone Moses, Caleb, and Joshua. And they were certainly on the minority, but God was with them. And the Bible said that in the last days this thing will be repeated again. For unto them, they have run in the air of Cain and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. Spots in your law feast, tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Who is he speaking about? The church in the last days. That's this church. Tossed about with every little thing comes along. Listen to this. There, he's not the only prophet in the country, said Korah. We're just as much prophets as he is. We got just the same right. But God said it different. Moses was staying on God's word. God said, I'm taking you to the promised land. These fellas got cold feet. But Moses stayed on the word. And so did Caleb and Joshua. Now, closely, put on your shockproof jackets. Isn't it a strange thing that God will send a truth to a people, and in spite of all the preaching till you could get hoarse and die, people will plunge right on down the road after some kind of fantastic fanaticism instead of stay with the Word of God? Why? The Bible said they were ordained of old to this condemnation. They went out from us because they wasn't of us. Paul said, after my departing, grievous wolves and men of your own groups will raise up, perverse things. He said, if an angel from heaven would preach any other thing than that which I've taught, let him be accursed.